We are back here on our preseason basketball interviews on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Want to thank some of our sponsors for, of course, sponsoring the show here this year. They include RJV Transport, Quant Auto Salvage, and Gatorade. We are joined now by a brand new head coach to the area. It is Jake Thompson. He is the brand new head coach for the Glen Ralston Wildcats. Coach, first of all, welcome to the Carroll area, and thanks so much for joining me here today.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Jake, since you're kind of new to the area, why don't you just give everyone here kind of just an introduction to who you are?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Lamar's in Northwest Iowa. Went to BV, played basketball there for 5 years, was fortunate enough to be around some great coaches there, and I'm excited to move here for a job teaching, and so I'm excited to get started this year.
So this will literally be your first kind of job or first ever coaching job and kind of your first teaching job coming out of college.
Yep. This will be my first year out of college. Graduated in May of this year, so I'm very excited.
Talk to me just about coming to Glen Ralston. Talk to me about getting the opportunity, because obviously, like you said, you played basketball at the BV. You were on a lot of great minds up in Storm Lake. What was kind of the opportunity, or what was the opportunity like looking for places to go to and teaching opportunities?
Yeah, you know, mainly I was looking for teaching opportunities to start, and luckily I found a teaching opportunity, which is actually in Carroll. And I was looking at coaching opportunities, and I found opportunity for a head coaching job close to Carroll, a school named Glen Ralston, and did some research on them, and I'm very excited to be in a smaller school for my first season, having a lot of my basketball players also be athletes in other sports. And such like that is something that I'm very excited for, getting some well-rounded athletes playing basketball.
Talk to me just about the guys. I know you haven't had a lot of opportunities with them quite yet as the time of us, you know, talking here. But talk to me just about the size or the amount of guys you got here in the open gyms you've had so far.
We're going to be around 20 guys on our 9 through 12 roster, which is very exciting. And I think 17 of them were in football, if not more. It was awesome. Awesome number to have.
And I think from my knowledge, that's about what they had last year, if not a little bit more. So it's great to see Glen Ralston kind of getting back up to those numbers. For your first, you know, actual high school coaching job, are you going to take a lot of inspirations playing-wise and just offense, defensive-wise from your times at BV? Or what are you going to look to implement offensively and defensively?
Yeah, I'll definitely be using a lot of what was used at BV. I think we ran a great system there offensively and defensively. A lot of what just getting my guys to play hard for four quarters will be huge for me this season.
Talk to me just about what BV has run the last few years, because obviously you've seen the Beavers have a lot of great success here recently.
Yeah, Monday we're gonna, or I guess this coming Monday, we're gonna hit the ground running with practice. Getting guys into shape is gonna be huge. As far as offensively, there is a few different things that BV ran that I could potentially try. Mm-hmm. Some of it is ball screen offense, and some of it is pass and cut offense that I could implement. I'm really just looking to find what's going to be best for my team that I can put out there, mm-hmm, and put my players in a position where they can be successful.
Talked about the staff around you, because obviously you're not going to be riding this ship alone. Talk to me just about some of the staff members and the assistant coaches that are going to help you along your way here in your first year at Glen Ralston.
Yeah, so I got my head assistant will be Derek Diggison. He's been with Glen Ralston for the last few years, and so he really knows the guys, which has been great hearing from him and learning more about kind of the players and who they are, not only on the court, but also off the court and in the classroom. And then I'm also fortunate enough to have a volunteer coach this year by the name of Austin Graber. And I'm very excited to get going with them and putting them in different roles at practices and just utilizing our coaching staff to the best of its abilities.
I don't know how much you have seen or have researched about the Rolling Valley Conference, but from what you know and from the schedule that you have together here for this upcoming season, what are some of those teams you're going to look to and some of those competitions that might be eye-catching here this season for you?
Just from the little research I have done, you know, it looks like West Harrison is going to be bringing back a few guys that were very good last year, and I know overall the conference is, it's a pretty solid conference, so I'm really excited for my guys to night in and night out come and improve themselves in this new Glidden-Ralston basketball team.
One last thing for you here, Coach, before we let you go. With this season brings with it the implementation of a shot clock. Now at BV, of course, you're used to it, which kind of gives you an advantage a little bit here, just because you know the limitations it can bring in late-game situations. Knowing that these guys have rarely ever had a shot clock in their high school playing career, is that going to affect the way that you approach practices, or is it going to be just kind of a thing of life for you? Are you just going to kind of teach the way it is, and when you get to those late-game situations, it'll be learning lessons?
No, it'll definitely be a point of emphasis from our first practice, is getting these players used to the shot clock. Late-game situations, instead of 3 minutes left on the clock having to foul, it's getting them to sit in a stance and play good defense for 35 seconds and grabbing a rebound. Getting them to understand different situations with the shot clock, as far as when it gets under 10, you don't need to just hoist up a shot, and realizing that 10 seconds is a lot of time and 6 seconds is a lot of time. So I plan to get the shot clock used right from the first practice to hopefully gain some comfortability with within the team and even my other staff and myself as a coach rather than a player.
I tell you what, it's great to have you along here for the ride. Great to see you, a Beaver, and coming here to the local area. From Jeff and myself, we welcome you to this area, and we wish you good luck here this season.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.